Many people avoid writing advance directives for their medical care at the end of life, but then become cognitively impaired and cannot do so, with the consequence of needless and often painful interventions as they are dying, a Johns Hopkins study led by Lauren Hirsch-Nicholas has found.
We really need to be doing more at the earlier signs of cognitive impairment to get people to start preparing to potentially need a surrogate decision maker. In our data, only about 30% of the severe dementia patients had a written advance directive in place.
Nicholas says such futile care is also expensive.
Among the severe dementia patients who remain in the community, having an advance directive was associated with reductions in spending of about $11,500 in the last 6 months of life per person.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.